give us a brief debriefing on how you think the offense played at Texas Tech.
Tough day at the office for sure. We did not play well at all. First of all, I want to give credit to Texas Tech. That's a very good team. It's one of the best defensive lines I've ever coached against, if not the best. They put together a heck of a roster there. However, there was a lot of things, a lot of mistakes we made pre-snap. We had a lot of trouble with the crowd noise, trouble hearing the play call, made a bunch of pre-snap mistakes in that game that really cost us. And then we weren't able to get anything going in the run game. And then, of course, in the passing game, it took seven-man protection to block their 4D linemen. And then we're running a lot of three-man routes and into deep zone coverages. It was really tough to get open. So, yeah, it was a really tough day. We played poorly, and we're just trying to put it behind us and move on now.
How did LJ come out of it? I mean,
good. Obviously. Yeah, he felt good in the game. I thought he played well. You know, we weren't able to give him a lot of carries because in the second half, once we got down three scores, we had to just go 2 minute and try to stay in it. And but he felt good, and he's ready to play again this week.
After the game, Chase talked about the inability to get an explosive play to really get things going for your guys' offense. Is there something that you guys can do in the final three games that would allow you to have that, you know, big burst that you might need to get into a rhythm?
Well, yeah, we've had a lot of explosives this year, and that game, though, was tough because, as I explained, we were, you know, that four-man rush is pretty intense, and we were using seven guys to protect, and then you can only get three people into the route. And sometimes you get a check down or two, but it's hard to get people open when their linebackers are dropping super deep and their secondary is not letting us behind them. Sorry. So it was tough to get an explosive play in that environment. And, you know, we thrive. Our explosive plays come off of our, you know, we establish the run most games, and then our play action passes are where our explosive plays generally come from. And we've been able to do that in every game this year except Saturday. And so we got to get back to our identity.
How do you think Bear responded immediately after the game, and then how do you expect him to handle it moving forward?
Yeah, he was really hard on himself. You know, he felt like it was his fault, and you know, I'm not surprised. He's a freshman. He finally had a bad game. It is what it is. He's played so well all year, and each week he's exceeded our expectations. And then this game, he had a tough game, just like all of us did, and me included. And he felt really bad, and I've just been trying to, you know, let him know that it's a team game. We need all 11 guys to play their best, and our coaches, we all have to coach better, and I expect him to bounce back and play well this week.
Looking into this week, what adjustments do you want to make in the run game going against another strong run defense?
Yeah, they're a good team. First of all, TCU is very good in their own right. Very impressed with them, and Coach Avalos is a very good defensive coordinator, so we have our hands full. But you know, we do have a good offense. We have a good identity, and we just want to get back to it. We just need to execute better. And being at home, I think, will help because, like I said before, the crowd noise was a big factor Saturday. We did not handle it very well. We used a silent cadence Saturday that we had never used before. Did not do very well with that. And at home, we can get back to just playing our style of football. But we are playing against a very good team. I'm very impressed with these guys.
Was the wind affect your play calling at all there in Lubbock?
A little bit, not much. It was more of a factor in the special teams. I thought that one punt that Parker struggled with, that was a 60-yard punt in the wind, and it was a tough one to field. But it was a little bit of a factor in the passing game, but no excuse there. I mean, it was just we did not play well enough to win.
If you could maybe game plan a little differently, is there anything, I mean, looking back, that maybe you would have done differently?
Yes, but I'm not going to tell you what it is, but yeah.
After you guys suffered back-to-back losses last year, how do you look at what happened on Saturday a week ago and make adjustments to maybe like the game prep and those types of things so that way things are different this weekend?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have talked about that. We've addressed it, and I think we're trusting in the fact that we have a lot of veteran players who I think have learned a lot of good lessons from the past. You know, Kalani always talks about, you know, situations like this, it's an opportunity to learn. And if you don't use it as an opportunity to learn, then it's a waste. And so we're disappointed with losing, but it's a great chance to learn some good lessons and try to play better this week.
Do you feel like moving forward, you'll still use Bear in the running game, although
yeah,
Texas Tech
for sure.
Clearly ready for it.
They were, yeah, they were pretty dialed in on stopping Bear from running the ball. But yeah, he'll be a part of our run game every game.
What did you think of JoJo's performance coming back from injury and playing on Saturday?
He was a little rusty. Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminded me. You know, Parker missed most of fall camp, and then took him a couple games to get it going, and then he ripped off four or five great games in a row. And I feel like JoJo, you could see he was a little rusty out there. He hadn't played in, what was it, 7-8 weeks. And I expect him to just get better each game. You know, he's really high character kid. Same as Barry, he's kind of hard on himself. He felt like he let us down. And I told him, just keep working. You'll play better each game as you get back into the swing of things.
So over the years, BYU's had a little bit of struggle with TCU for some reason.
Yeah.
You weren't part of it all. But
yeah.
Why is that, other than that they're just always a good program?
Yeah, TCU is just a great program, and they have been for years. I had a bunch of good battles with those guys when I coached up the road, and I know BYU's had a bunch of good battles with them over the years. 2 years ago, we had a pretty humbling loss down there. So, yeah, we know what we're in for Saturday. We know this is a good football team, a well-coached team, and they're tough and they're super athletic, and we're expecting it to be a really tough game.
Questions? All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yep.